So light it up, let his love shine. Stories of grace, hope redefined. Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Lift our eyes. Welcome home to light it up alive. Welcome home to light it up alive.
We're back. Welcome to another episode of Light It Up Live, where we're igniting minds and elevating faith. I'm your host today. I'm John, but I don't do it alone because I got my boy Josh with me.
Hey, what's happening, buddy? How you doing?
What's going on, my man? Today is an exciting show, bro, but we'll get into that in a little bit. We always like to remind you guys on why we came up with the name of Light It Up Live. Our good buddy Impact actually pulled it out the Bible, man, and it comes from Genesis 1, 3, and 4. Josh, let there be, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. That's what we try to do here on Light It Up Live, is bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. That's right. You guys always remember, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. We got us a YouTube channel. It's absolutely free. You go into the search bar and you put the at symbol and Light It Up Live, all one word, and you will find us. You can find that if you're watching. You can find that little logo above Josh's head. And that's us, man. Check it out. Like, subscribe, share, and help support the program. Josh, this is a special episode, and I didn't even realize it until just a little bit before the show, dude. It's episode 50, bro.
50, bro.
Whoa.
I was wanting to do 49 and a half since we weren't prepared. You know what I mean? I was like, let's just do 49 and a half. I forgot, man. It's been such a busy week. You know what I'm saying?
It's episode 50. And episode
50.
Episode 50. 50 episodes, one lesson.
One lesson.
And that one lesson is that your story isn't over. And that's the lesson that we tried to put out, man, is that your story's not over. We try to give a voice to people. That's what we've been all about. We like to laugh. We like to have fun. We're always real. We're always raw. Sometimes people don't appreciate our opinions, but we share them anyways because that's that's how we are. But we always keep God first. And
absolutely,
absolutely.
We still love you.
That's right. No, even if you don't like our political views or our religious views or our humor, we still love you and we still give people a voice, even if we don't agree with what they always say. We like to give people a voice. Episode 50, bro.
I agree to disagree. Man, my green screen cuts out with the coffee cup. Look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, man. Because it's blue. It's blue. I'm cheating. It's supposed to be green. Yeah. It's blue. I got a blue screen.
Got a blue screen.
Heck yeah. I was like, give me a screen, match my eyes. Yeah, give me a blue screen.
There's Mama Bacon. She's here in the chat. You guys, just like Mama Bacon. If you want to interact with the show over there on YouTube, Twitch, or Facebook, man, put in the chat. We'll interact with you a little bit. But yeah, 50th episode, man. We had to talk about our 50th episode, bro. We've come a long way, Josh.
Yeah, I agree, man. That's a lot of episodes, you know what I mean? I mean, our viewership, and it's not a big base.
No.
We get more views later, you know what
That's
I mean?
Right.
A lot of them are friends and family, but I could dig that. Those are the ones, yeah. you know, I like to talk yeah. to the most, you know? So, yeah. about 50's a lot. That's not too bad.
Yeah, keep you're going. Right. We get most of our views afterwards on rebroadcast. We don't get most of them live, but that's okay. We love doing it live. We're still here most Saturday nights. We took a couple weeks off. We always need some time to ourselves, and plus Josh and myself, we work hard and we work long hours.
Like long weeks. Yeah. Remember I was just in South Carolina for the whole week.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was nice. It was just as hot as it is here. There was no difference, man. Yeah.
It's crazy. And when we was there that one time, I was like, this is hotter than Florida.
It really was, because we was in the house. You know what I mean? And the shirts were sticking weird. To us.
I don't understand how South Carolina hotter than Florida.
They don't play, but them trees don't let the breeze throw through or something.
Man, and it snows.
It snows at the very top. Yeah, it's weird. it's like you guys still get slapped with hurricanes. Man, it's everywhere. Yeah. I don't want to be. I love South Carolina. It was beautiful, but I would not want to live there. God bless you that do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know today. I think we got one of our previous guests coming on to talk about our 50th episode. Reached out to a couple people. We'll see who all comes on, but we might have one popping in, man.
You said the possibility it was Mr. Pryor, right?
I think so.
I mean, I hope so. Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, man. I love Mr. Pryor, dude. He's a hoot. He's a lot of fun to talk to, man.
Anybody that smiles that much, bro, you know what I mean? Like, the world's and that full voice. Of crowds. Yeah.
That voice,
it makes you want to get like on the mic, like, macho man.
He's got that voice.
God, you know what? Remember last time I asked him, I was going to ask him, hey, can you do a Macho Man Randy Savage?
I'm
going to do it. If he comes on, I'll remember.
You got to remember this time. Yeah.
Because that is absolutely some of my favorite. You know what I mean? People that can do that guy. It's so good.
Yeah, with his tone and his voice, I bet he could do it.
Yeah.
I wish
somebody could do it. Can you do Christopher Walken? Because, I mean, people that can do that guy. No, the Christopher Walken impersonations are great.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun. They're always fun.
I saw, I saw you coming. You know, I can't do it, man. There ain't no way.
Who was that?
It wasn't him. I can tell you that. And then they could do it right in front of the person. That would be impossible for me.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because I mean, I could do a few, but I ain't going to wear. I ain't doing them. But I could do some. I could do some really good ones, and. I don't think I could do it in front of them. You know, I mean? probably get punched in my face. You know, like I don't sound like that. You know, oh no.
before we get into the 50 episodes, talk about the last 50 episodes, man. Do you got a spotlight for us?
I do, and we was gonna do the spotlight song, but I'm gonna leave it out because it's something I just want to talk about real quick, and it's pretty much my spotlight's the loss of good people, and And you can tell how good these people are when they go for how the family reacts. And a couple months back, I lost a good friend, Mr. Todd Cumberley, and last week, Mr. Chris Butler. Now, out of respect, I ain't going to post a picture, you know what I mean, because I didn't ask nobody. But it's really hard because, I mean, you know, we were all movers. And in that industry, we're gladiators, you know what I mean? We're strong guys, you know, working late hours, killing ourselves, you know, pretty much. And we become a family, like we really do. And this was my first moving company I worked for. And he was one of the first family members to come in. His dad worked in the office. His dad's awesome too. And, I mean, we got really close. And I haven't seen him in a long time because, you know, we have families, we go our own ways. And I mean, I knew he was a good dad even before he had a bunch of kids. I knew this guy was that guy. And seeing his family, you know, talk about him and mourn him is, I mean, it says a lot. He has services this Tuesday and we're going. And I hope to see a lot of the old Small Moves crew there because, like I said, it's family. You know, I know if he was on a move with me, it was going to go good. You know what I mean? It didn't matter how much stuff was in the house. This dude's going to do his part all day long. And it felt good. Having his dad work in the office, you know, we was allowed to get away with some crazy things, you know, but as movers, it was, It was good. My fondest memory of him, it was his birthday party. And we all went over there. And, you know, everybody's, you know, drinking a little bit, you know. And he starts moving furniture out of his house onto the sidewalk outside. We were like, hey, man. What are you doing? He's like, we're loading the truck. Like, no, we're not loading the truck, dude. It's your birthday party. What are you doing? You know? But yeah, the Butler family is like a really good Irish family. I mean his dad dresses up. He'll even paint his face green for St. Patrick's Day. Like the whole face and everything. It's like this guy goes out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just wanted to give a shout out to him. You know what I mean? Because you know, if you could touch that many people, you can raise good kids. His kids seem like they're well put together, you know, very intelligent. The whole family's awesome, like I said. And it's just, it's hard. And it lets you know when you see someone your age that you've seen to pull miracles off in someone's furniture, you know, be sick like that. He didn't really want anybody to see him, you know, because we wanted to, me and a few of my other friends wanted to go say hello, but I can understand. You know, the last I saw him, he was a beast. And that's probably how he wanted to be remembered. And I could dig it. Yeah. I could dig that, you know. So I'll be there Tuesday, you know, to say goodbye. They're doing some water activities on Lake Apopka, but I'm from Ohio, bro. I don't get in Florida water for nothing. No, thank you. Yep. So
yeah, I'm from Florida. Yeah. I don't get in Florida water.
You still don't? No. If it looks like iced tea, yeah.
There's a Gator everywhere.
Yeah, I heard a guy say, you know, the best way to tell if Florida's got a gator, you stick your fingers in there and rub them. If it's wet, there's an alligator in
there.
That's
right. That's right. Yeah.
Guaranteed. Guaranteed. But, yeah, I would like to add that cancer sucks. I've lost quite a few people. My stepmother, my two uncles. I mean, cancer is something that, I wish more time and research would go into that. Because it's like the number one thing that takes the greatest people. Like you'll have pieces of crap people that just live forever. And you're like, how?
Yeah.
You know, now, if you believe in scripture, it means, you know, God called him home early because he's got plans for him. You know what I mean? Plans for her or whatever.
Yeah.
Had a little background noise, but that's my spotlight, that's okay. My friend. Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's horrible. We'll definitely be praying for his family, for you and for all his friends and the people that he touched. That's for sure. Absolutely. I know on that topic, I'd like to talk about something too. I just recently found out that a man that's very, very important to me, Joe Staley. I'm not going to get into what the illness is. But he's sick. He's sick and it's bad. Now this man was my sponsor. He's my mentor. He quite frankly saved my life. He helped shape my life after I got sober. He was there for me when my dad passed. He always answers the phone. He's done a lot for me and he's done a lot for a lot of people. He's going to Jacksonville to get some more tests done next month. And so I want to send out some prayers for him, his family, his friends as well, man, because that man is special, dude. He has helped a lot of people. He's always there. And you know what's great about him, dude, is he's that guy that, you know, he tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. He don't sugarcoat nothing, bro. You know what I mean? The way he talks, it's pretty cool. You know,
you need that. You need that kind of talk.
I could give you an example. This is good. When I first moved back home, a lot of people know, I've said it on here too, that, you know, I was an alcoholic for a long time and I got kicked out of my home deservedly. So, you know what I mean? But, when I came back home, I was clean, sober, and my wife wasn't yet. Since then, she's over two years, but anyways, so I get home and I'm talking to Joe about my wife. And I thought he was going to be like, oh man, you got to do this for her. You need to do that. You need to change this. You know what he told me? He said, John, her drinking ain't none of your effing business. You need to worry about yourself. I was like,
Whoa.
You know what I mean? I was waiting for a, you need to do this, you can try this to with her, you can do that. He told me it's none of your effing business about hers. No. You just need to worry about your sobriety. I'm like, whoa. But that's how Joe is, man. He's so raw. He's so real. He's got such a massive heart for helping people. And some things I just don't understand, you know? I know
what you mean.
I know it's not my job to understand. And, you know, and it's real easy to say that. But I'd be faking if I'd say I'm still not pissed off about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm real. I'm always real with my emotions and my feelings. I don't fake nothing. And sure, I know that it's not my job to understand. I know that. But people like that, I'm pretty pissed off about it. I don't understand.
It's not fair, man.
It's not fair. He helps a lot, so many people. There's just some people that go that it's just not fair. And again, I know, don't come at me, everybody, with the, if you're a true believer, then you just know it's God's will and blah, blah, blah. I know. That still doesn't mean it don't hurt like hell.
Yeah, like I understand the cut bleeds, but I still got to put the Band-Aid on it. Okay, so I'm going to complain about that part because that's the part that's painful. You know what I mean? Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not.
Now,
yeah,
let's check ourselves out of the sad.
Out of the sad into the happy.
Out of the sad into happy. 50 episodes, Josh.
I took my son to see his first movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because he's autistic, right? Yeah. So I'm worried about that. Not,
how'd that go?
It went great. It went great. He wanted to get up one time, but he watched the whole Paw Patrol movie.
Awesome.
I kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Good. Went through the whole thing. Don't worry about that background noise, man. We're lying, brother.
I'm worried about other people. And I mean, where we said there was all kinds of kids being loud and I was digging it, you know what I mean? Because for people that did recognize, because he's got his headphones on with no radio, do you know what I mean? People recognize what that is. And for the people that did and smiled at him, it was awesome. I've just been so worried about taking him out in public and someone being mean, because I'm not mean, John. I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm really not. But I am me. Yes, and I would hate for someone to do that and me have to come out of my character.
Right.
You know, I just...
But it went well, worked. Huh?
It went great. He watched the whole movie, and you know what I'm saying? I mean, I doubt anybody that's watching this is going to get a spoiler, you know, for the Paw Patrol movie, but at the end, the dinosaur swallowed the whole screen, and every kid in the theater was like, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah.
Really cool, dude.
Yeah, I was...
I'm glad you got to go. I'm glad you took him.
Yeah, my oldest boy went with me, you know what I mean, which is a great help. And so that means, you know, we'll get to go to the movies again.
And that's cool. Is he excited? I was gonna ask you that.
Oh yeah, super excited. Like, he got restless, but when the dinosaurs came on, that was over, man. He was just watching it. He's like, okay, there we go. He don't really like Paw Patrol, but he likes dinosaurs, right?
Yeah.
So it's the Paw Patrol Dinosaur Island. You know, he's like, heck with the dogs. I want to see the dinosaurs.
So 50 episodes, man, 50 episodes. I'm blown away that we stuck it out and that we got a little bit of a viewership. You know what I mean? I've talked to people at church that watch the show. You know what I mean? And people at work that watch the show, family that watches the show, you know, people walk and talk about it, you know, and it has helped people. And that means the world to me. But where it all started. Let's start there, dude. Where it all started. I've always wanted to do a podcast to give somebody a platform to speak. And I wanted to share life experiences. I wanted it to be positive. I used to do it just through videos, you know, like motivational videos. I still do those, but I wanted a platform that I could get somebody to sit with me and have fun and keep it lighthearted, but still talk about Jesus, but let people share their opinions and give people somewhere to share their testimonies. It started with somebody else, my buddy Impact. And then he just didn't have the time. And to be honest, it just didn't quite work out. You know, I love Impact, but it just didn't. And the first person I thought of, you guys, was my boy Josh. I just knew he would be perfect for the show. I just knew it.
Yeah, I didn't know you was doing a podcast.
Yeah.
I didn't really see you much then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And so I called Josh up. And it just worked from rip. It just worked, man. And we just stuck it out. It's just been awesome. And it just completely made the show, Josh. You did, man. When you jumped on, it just clicked, man. It's just so cool when Josh got on here. I was like, yeah, that's it. You know, this is literally like two buddies just hanging out.
Yeah. Well, I looked at some of the older episodes, and since then we've gotten equipment upgrades, microphone upgrades, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's just getting so much better looking, you know what I mean? Like,
because when it got
a lot more comfortable. Yeah, because I was wanting to do a podcast too, but more about gaming and stuff or comics, you know, things that I like to talk about. And he was like, hey, man, I'm doing, you know, this, that, and this.
Yeah.
And, you know, heck, you know, I like Jesus. That's one of my favorite subjects. You know? Come on, man.
When I first started it before you got on, and I think a few episodes, because you talked me into getting a computer in the studio. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was just on my cell phone on a tripod sitting on the couch in the living room. There was no.
But still had the backdrop. Studio, yeah, you're no still mics, doing it.
No, nothing. Yeah. It was all cell phone. Straight up cell phone. I was clicking on the, I was having to look on the phone. I'd have to get real close. I'd have to scroll through the settings and get to the settings. You'd see my finger go up to it and do this. And it was, oh my goodness. It was so hard. Josh was like, why don't you just stop, dude? Just buy a good computer, man. And I fought it. And then when I got it, I was like, wow. So this is what it can be like. Yeah.
I mean,
here we are.
I like having a computer to stream on.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems to run a lot better for me. And because I was going to try it on the phone at one time, my internet was down.
Yeah.
But not my phone. My phone wasn't as cool as yours. My phone would have choked out.
Yeah. You know. And I wanted to also start talking about past guests that we've had, man. You know what I mean? Some that have stuck with me. First one I'd like to bring up. It's Mr. Brian Swift.
Yeah.
Remember Mr. Swift, the Quad Father?
Yeah, the Quad Father. Yeah, he sent us some books.
Yeah, he sent books, man. Yeah. And he's just, he was such a good guest. He's a quadriplegic, and he helps people that are. And, man, his positivity when he came on the show, man, that was one of my favorite. That was a good one. And also Dr. Rob Kelly. That one sticks into my brain, too.
Yeah, Mr. Elton John himself.
Yeah, you know,
that's the first thing I thought of when I saw him with them glasses on. I was like, Benny.
Yeah. He played studio guitar for Queen, David Bowie. Who else was it? It was Elton John. Yeah, Elton John.
Yeah, that's why too. I was singing Benny and the Jets. Yeah. And then he got controversial with him on the show. We were like, oh, goodness.
Yeah. And then, of course, Mr. LaShawn Pryor.
LaShawn Pryor was probably my favorite. You know, Joe Stan and Joe LaShawn Pryor are my two favorite. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean, I liked all the guests we had.
All of them have been fantastic.
But Mr. Pryor, yeah, he stuck out. And I don't even watch sports or do anything sport-oriented. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I like UFC and stuff like that. I guess that's sports, but it's not the same
thing.
And
one that really made my heart happy was Mrs. Mrs. Clark.
Yeah.
She was the one that had her son come on as well.
Yes.
That was fantastic, man. She was really good too.
Yeah. Dr. Myra Clark. Episode 41. Episode 41. Yep.
That was a good one.
And then we have Miss Diana Beckett come on after that. Episode 40. Well, no, before that.
Before 40.
All right, this counter's counting backwards.
Yeah.
Had Mr. Matthew Melvin.
Yep.
Some Mother's Day specials, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Mother's Day specials always go over really well.
Yeah.
I like doing those specials, too.
Yeah. Well, and then Miss Dr. Clark, too, she also had the Empowering Future Generations, the LLC.
Yeah.
We actually did a clip for that.
Yeah. Afterwards. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of my, which one was it? I think it was 911. One of my favorite Josh's podcast spotlights, You did a video for one. Was that for 911 or was that Charlie for Kirk? Memorial Day?
I did one for Charlie Kirk. That was amazing, dude.
That was good.
Yeah, I didn't even need a pat on the back because I don't want one of those. But I really liked it. When I got done with that video, I thought it was great.
It was great.
happy to make it. Very my good. Favorite episode was the Thanksgiving episode. You know what I mean? When we were talking about the turd ducking, because that, I thought that was a total lie. That. Yeah, there's no way, man. You got enough money to stuff three animals together and cook them at the same time.
Let's see if I can find a clip of that. I need to see right now if I can find it. If I can find it, that's a wrap.
turd ducking clip. I mean, that show just felt good, man. We had like 3 days off.
Yeah.
You know, the turkey's in the oven. House was smelling good. And, I mean, the whole weekend was good.
Oh, the turducken was...
Turducken.
That made me laugh so hard, bro. That was... You never heard of turducken?
Yeah.
That made me laugh so hard. You're like, you do what?
Right. Yeah, you do what? The what? And then I asked somebody that we both know. You know what I'm talking about? We work for this guy, right?
Yeah.
I was like, hey, man, you ever had a turducken? And he's like, yeah, of course, bro. Come on now. Come on. Anybody with a credit score over 1800 has got a turducken on the table at Thanksgiving.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. No. I added a credit score thing. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I asked his wife, I was like, did you guys have a turducken? She was like, what is that? I'm like, okay. Like, okay.
The old turducken.
I don't even know if I'd eat that. You know what I mean?
It's overrated.
Like, this right here is $28 a bite. I'll be like, and what is it? Blah, 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 blah. Oh, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Yeah, it's overrated anyways.
Yeah, you know what's overrated is Burger King.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, the Burger King in South Carolina. Oh, it used to be my favorite burger spot.
Me too.
But the one in South Carolina that we were staying next to? Oh. 1985 Burger King over here, man. You know what I mean? They were even happy in there. You walked in, there was no kiosks everywhere. You actually ordered up front.
Yeah.
I was like, I ordered with you. I could look at the menu and say, hey, let me get that. Oh, I was so excited. Yeah. Then the food came out really good. I was like, wow. You know.
What about any awkward moments over the last 50 episodes? Can you think of any?
Any awkward episodes? I like the one where we was going to have the lady on and right. And we couldn't hear nothing she was saying. Like she's talking like crazy, but her dogs are right there going woof, woof, woof. And we heard that no problem. And I'm like, what is the dogs got? Like they got the mic. I mean, are you doing that on purpose, lady? I thought she was just sitting there like, you know what I mean? Would you just mouthing stuff? There's no way you're talking.
Oh yeah, that poor lady. God bless her, man. But that's what I was gonna think about too. Because we trying to get her on. She had a wonderful testimony and story. So we was gonna get her on. We always do a pre-show, and she comes in, and the first thing.
I mean, dude, these dogs are big dogs, dude. They sound like German Shepherds. Yeah, and she's just sitting there like talking her brains out, lips are moving, nothing coming out. I'm like, I don't hear it.
The 80s.
Yeah. Oh, the house. I'm not kidding. We got to stop because that's like making fun of. Yeah, man. It looked like some Jack Tripper lived there in one of the bedrooms, man.
It was funny though. Yeah, but that, it was a little awkward. Yeah, because she's having trouble. And so we're trying to walk her through it. You know what I mean? Say, well, did you try this? Because I'm talking to her on my phone and through text. And she's like, just like Josh said, she's just talking. And she's like, well, I can't hear y'all. And like, yeah, we can't hear. And all of a sudden we hear the dog. Woof! Like, what?
I was like, no, I don't even own a dog, bro. You know what I mean? I'm like, okay, that wasn't me.
Wait a minute.
I mean, my cat got a little dog in him, but sometimes, you know, but nope.
How do we hear the dog? We don't hear you.
Now, hey, other awkward moments, okay? Because you're talking about, hey, what other awkward moments? Yeah. We've had a couple guests on. Uh-huh. I was telling us their story, boy, and they was getting going.
Yeah.
And they almost said the craziest stuff, and we're over here like,
yeah,
yes. Yo. Yeah. Like, yeah. We need a beep button because we know it's coming. But wow, did they curve it? They curved it. I was like, oh, thank God. Thank God. Sometimes you can't say.
Got the finger on the kick them out button, dump them.
I mean, it's not our rules. You know what I mean? Like, no joke.
It's not.
I wish the internet was the way it was when it first come around and we had open chat rooms and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't want
people to come on here and curse, but if something slips out, you know, I mean, we don't freak out.
Yeah.
But we don't encourage
it. Double hockey sticks ain't really a cuss word, but we still don't say that one, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want the curse, but if somebody slips out, it's like, it's okay, you know what I mean? I know it. You know.
Yeah, because I've seen some craziness on YouTube, I can tell you that. You
know? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, hear craziness, see craziness, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, uh-huh. We've seen some craziness, man. Facebook, too. Facebook, too. You'd be scrolling and be like, I can't believe I just saw that on Facebook. Like that was, you know, like not don't belong on there. It belongs on a hub.
Okay.
I ain't going into detail about it, but it was just inappropriate for Facebook. I'm like, that wasn't Facebook, that was Backside Book.
then there's always the awkward moments. I mean, all of our guests have been great, but sometimes guests can be a little long-winded, and they get like just a little boring, you know. And so we're trying to keep it going and trying to keep the motivation and the energy up.
Right, we're messaging each other like, hey, man, you gonna say something to him? Like, get in there, bro, get in there. Like, say something.
Sometimes it gets a little hard. Yeah, because you don't want to be rude, you know what I mean? Because it's part of their story. But, you know, sometimes they get lost and they get sidetracked and they start going over here and taking a right turn. So you got to try to reel them back in, but they don't leave you no space in the middle to try to get them back in.
Yeah, you ever seen guests on the news and they'll be talking and the way the newscaster just cuts them off? Because, I mean, that's what you got to do. They're not being rude.
Yeah.
But they're like, all right, well, Jim, we got to get back to the weather, man. Just cut them.
Just stop it.
You know, go back to it.
I have a hard time doing that, though.
Yeah, because it feels like you're being rude. So.
Yeah, it does.
It's like, yeah, we get it, bro. You went to the grocery store and you bought a newspaper. All right, what happened after that? Tell me what happened. But yeah, some people. Yeah, you got to get in there. Sometimes you just got to get in there and ask them questions.
Then I wanted to talk about, like, let's make it a little deeper, you know. In the 50 episodes, some of the things that some of our guests have taught us, or some of the audience has taught us. And one of those things for me is like, it's like, kind of like everybody's battling something, you know what I mean? In a different way, because we've heard so many different testimonies and so many different stories, you know, and the grit of some people. And to hear some of our guest stories, man, it really made my past feel easy.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Well, you remember, I tell you all the time, there's a child out there with cancer. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm like, anytime my life's going bad, I think of that. Like, how fair is that? And how strong are they to be going through that? The mom, the dad, the kid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I am blessed, man. I am blessed.
Amen.
I ain't going to say I've had, you know, an easy road, but in comparison, absolutely. And that's how I know he's real. That's how I know Jesus is real.
Man.
Because there is no way I could have achieved half the things I've done on my own.
Yeah.
He definitely pushed me in the right directions. You know, he's kept me humble, and I appreciate everything he's done for me. And I just, you know, people's like, how do you hold on to faith? It holds me. You know what I'm saying? I ain't holding nothing, dude. This is like real. And I get emotional sometimes, you know what I mean, by myself thinking about it. I don't like to express it to anybody, you know what I'm saying? But man, my walk with Jesus is awesome.
Yeah.
And
come on.
I think it's cool that he chose, you know, me amongst millions to bless. And yeah, I'll never let him down, bro. I'll never let him down. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and once you get to that point to where you feel that relationship with God, and you're not doing it for nothing else. You're not doing it for likes. You're not doing it for look at me. You're not doing it just trying to make yourself look good to somebody else. When you truly feel that, like you're feeling it, man, it's a wonderful, wonderful feeling when you feel that. Because, you know, it's like, you know what? I can slip up and curse. I can do this and I can do that. God still loves me. You know what I mean?
I'm always talking to you like, I want to open a church. Bro, I wouldn't care if you came into my church with a tank top on, tattoos galore.
Absolutely.
I'm happy you're here. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
You could come in barefoot to my church.
Come on.
You know, the way Jesus intended. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's right.
So, and I don't know. Modern day Christians are not the Old Testament Christians.
Right.
And I really dig. Yeah. And it isn't about the clicks and likes, man. Like I said, we're not popular. We still here doing it because we like to.
That's right.
It makes me feel good. You know what
that's
I mean?
Right.
So that like right. you said, it might spread. And if it does just a little bit, great.
Yep.
It wasn't.
That's because the message will spread. That's what'll make us happy, is that the message will spread, and we can let more people hear these testimonies and you know what I mean, laugh with us and pray with us and cry with us and you know what I mean? That's what it's about. Letting people know that their story's not over. no matter what, your story's not finished yet.
No, even after we're gone, it's not over. Come on. It really ain't. Our children are our children are direct extensions of us. And I guarantee you, good parents, like I was talking about my friend Chris and Todd, they're both great parents. I guarantee you, through life, you know what I mean? Those kids are going to be like, hey, my dad did this like this. And that's how we live. That's how we live.
You know what I mean? We got
Mr. Pryor.
We got special guest joining us, Mr. Pryor, dude.
That's what's up. All hail the king, baby.
Yeah, boy. What's going on with you, man?
How are you guys doing?
Man, 50 episodes, bro. We made it.
50.
Man, 50. I cannot extend enough both pride, admiration, and congratulations to both of you. I know I've said to you guys, not on here. The average podcast does not make it past 4 episodes. Yeah. And I don't think that enough people put enough credence into that. So many people, they jump on like Amazon and they buy that podcast kit. You know, when you get like a little, And there's like a USB mic and all these things that you assume that you're going to need for like $60. And you and your buddies are going to have some drinks and you're going to talk about something. And by episode 4, you realize you've talked about everything and you don't realize the amount of time and patience and research and effort and finding guests and guests that'll actually show up and writing out the format and all the stuff that goes into it. Amen. It's like running a radio station. And so I hope you guys feel like I am giving you your flowers, because I am exceptionally proud of you guys, what you guys have built, and how interesting and exciting it is to listen to, man. Congratulations on 50 episodes, and it's going to pass extraordinarily fast as you get to the next 50.
We're at the 50-yard line. We're going to score that touchdown. Yeah, man, we're getting it all the way.
Yeah, man, we was talking about how much the show has grown and some of our favorite guests. Of course, you're one of our very favorite guests, and just we just talk about some of the behind the scenes and some of the things we've learned the past 50 episodes, you know. So it's been a good show so far, man, and I look forward to the next 50, man. I really do. I just one person, that's all it takes, Mr. Pryor, one person to hear a message that it changes their life for the good, and then it gets them through another day, then every single 50 of those episodes is worth it for me. You know that then it was worth it for me. And we keep it lighthearted. You know what I mean? We have fun, you know, and we give some people a platform to come speak. That's why I got Josh, because he's goofy and fun and he loves Jesus. You know what I mean? What better partner to have, you know what I mean? And we just love you, LaShawn, man. We just love having you on, man.
I'm digging that red mic arm you got there, man. What is that?
So I'm sitting on the other side of the studio. This is my wife's seat. My wife, she actually is the one. So I run the boards for sound effects on our show, but the actual working with the computers and the production is done by her. She's a huge Nebraska Cornhuskers fan. So she has red everything, red accents. There's a big red light on the back of this microphone. So she represents the team with that is what's going on. You guys have never seen this before, because I never sit in her seat.
You got the all black background.
I'm in a different
sounds
spot.
Great, though. Sounds fantastic.
Hey, we got lucky and we were able to get sponsorships for a lot of our equipment. Ironically, after our 50 episodes. So, you know, because this is that point of being established and you guys are turning that corner. So it's really exciting. Yeah. And we were able to get sponsorships and things like that for a lot of this stuff. So a lot of this stuff, while we didn't pay for it, you know, we just bought what we could when we started out.
That's right.
And just started reaching out to people saying, hey, I believe in me. Do you believe in me?
Come on,
man. How great things happen.
That's right.
Heck yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. We was talking about you earlier, and I was like, I bet you he can do a Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah, he's been dying to hear this.
Bro, my gosh. Almost sure, because I could do the normal stuff, but I can't talk. And I bet you could, you know what I mean?
Our last episode of Prior to the Snap, it came up because I did it. I don't sound like him, but I copy something he said when I was a kid, and now there's t-shirts made after it and everything, but I use it all the time. Randy Savage picks up this tiny little thing in his huge giant horse hands of coffee creamer. And he's cutting a promo, you know, and Mean Gene Okerlund is right there. And he goes, Mean Gene, the cream always rises to the top. And I don't sound anything like him, but I say it all the time when I do public speaking, when I speak to football players. I say that because I'm always trying to, like, use that allegory for, like, you know, if you want to separate yourself. And I sound nothing like him, but I do Randy Savage all the dang time. I do the poor guy no justice, but all the time.
Yeah, man, you got to just keep going, man. You're getting plenty of justice, that was, man. That wasn't bad. I can't buy one of those good Savage sticks from 7-Eleven, you know, the big beef jerky. The whole time I'm eating it, I'm like, you man. Dig it?
Man, what a deal, by the way. What a deal for that guy. Like, who would have ever thought that in the 90s that we would still, in 2026, he's passed on and everything, still associate, like, Randy Macho Man Savage and a dang Slim Jim.
Yep.
That is crazy work.
It immortalized him. You know what I mean? Really, like, every register. Yeah. Like, do you see the big statue of him holding all the Slim Jims?
Yeah.
A meat stick. Like, how do you do it?
That was brilliant for
him. I've been secretly talking into the clerk up the road. Like, look, I need that statue of him, man. You can have all the Slim Jim, but tell me how much you want for that. You know, and he's like, I'll work it out. I want it.
I bet you get it, too.
Oh, yeah, he'll get it for me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Money talks, man. You know what I mean?
Love this.
Amazing. Well, Mr. LaShawn, man, I know you're a busy man, dude. Thank you so much for jumping on, and thank you for all the kind words, my brother. Thank you for joining us, man. And we just love having you on, man, anytime.
May I say one more thing before I go?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
I want you guys to know it's not lip service. I love getting to see your faces, and I love getting to hear your voices. And, you know, one of the things that I like most about your show, and I've told you guys this, is you manage to wrap in the message. You manage to bring faith in, but without hitting people over the head with it. Amen. And I have said a million times, and I feel like I heard someone else say it. I don't know who, so I can't give the credit, but you know, it is amazing that when a person is speaking life and life is being spoke through you, using you, the words, there are times where you think to yourself, you know, I would have never thought to say that. But I have said to people, be it a TV screen, be it however it is that the message is being received in person, I say that the spirit of the living God will utilize you as a vessel. You will find the words. You don't have to say anything because it will be spoke through you. And the people that need to hear it, their heart will be penetrated and pierced by those words. And it will be the spiritual food that they need to make it through whatever the drought is that they're in. And I want you guys to keep doing that, because that's what you guys do, man. You guys bring that food across different topics in different ways, and you guys fill bellies in ways that people sometimes don't even need to realize. Keep stepping on toes, whatever it is, because sometimes when you stop, you step back and you realize, you say, man, that's what I needed to hear. I just didn't realize it at the time. So beautiful what you guys are doing. I'm going to stop running my mouth. This y'all show. I hope you guys take care. Thank you so much for having me on.
Amen, thanks, brother. God bless you, Mr. Pryor. We love you, buddy. We will see you again real soon, man.
See ya.
See ya.
Prior to the snap.
Prior to the snap, baby. Y'all check out Prior to the Snap.
He's got energy, man. I love energy. Don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
He's upbeat, happy, you know.
Love it. Love it, man. It's been fun kind of going down memory road, man. It's been cool, like I said, you know, I mean, this was just on the fly. Josh wanted to call it 49 and a half so we can do a show where we're more prepared, but it's been fun.
Yeah. I did actually just me saying it was just funny, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Kind of funny, it was good.
Yeah.
But man, I do have I did write in my final thoughts, of course, 50th episode. So let's do my final thoughts, man, and then I'll call tonight. What do you think?
I like it, man. Good show. Come on.
This is my final thoughts. 50 episodes. When we started this show, I don't think we fully understood what God was going to do with it. We just knew we wanted to create a place where people could be real. A place where you didn't have to pretend you had it all together. A place where broken people could tell their stories. Where people could talk about addiction, depression, loss, failure, faith, redemption. And somewhere along the way, I realized something. These weren't just stories. These were people saying I went through hell and I'm still here. I thought my life was over, but God wasn't finished with me. I almost gave up, but somehow I made it to another day. And tonight, after 50 episodes, that's what I'm most proud of. Not the number, not the views, not the microphone, the lights, or any of this. The people. Because maybe somewhere during these 50 shows, somebody sitting alone heard exactly what they needed to hear. Maybe somebody decided not to give up. Maybe somebody realized they weren't alone. Maybe somebody whispered a prayer for the first time in years. If that happened even once, then every single episode was worth it. So tonight isn't just a celebration of 50 shows. It's a reminder of why we started. There's still darkness in this world. There are still people hurting. There are still people wondering if their life matters. As long as God gives us a microphone, we're going to keep reminding him that it does. 50 episodes down, and God willing, we're just getting started. This is Light It Up Live. We'll keep igniting minds. We'll keep elevating faith. Most importantly, Josh, we'll keep shining a light in the darkness. That's my final thoughts.
Amen, my brother. Amen, amen.
So 50 episodes down, man. I think I'm excited for another 50. And
I'm down for another 50. You know what I mean?
I'm excited. I'm so glad you joined me, buddy.
What else we doing?
What else we gonna do? I'm so excited that you joined me, man. The next 50 are just gonna get better. And hope you guys enjoyed the show. Remember, we'll be back next weekend live at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Same place, same time. But do me a favor, guys, and remember that your rope's longer than you think. God's rope has no end. And hold on tight.
Heart to heart, let's lift our eyes. Welcome home to